It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
And welcome. It is another Central Iowa Today. Our guest today, Lynn Carroll with your Heart of Iowa Big Brothers Big Sisters. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
It's not morning now.
Happy New Year, though.
We just started a brand new month, and it is National Mentoring Month.
It is such an exciting month and an exciting year ahead of for us at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, so you've got a big like anniversary,
right? Oh, we do. We are going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of Big Brothers Big Sisters in Marshall County from 1972, way back when we got started. So this is our year, and you will probably all be very tired of hearing about it, but it is worth celebrating.
You know, I love some of your stories of some folks that were littles back in the early 70s that are now bigs. Let's drop names right now, because you've got some people that have had a pretty good history with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Yes. Well, one of our longtime bigs has been Pat Kramer.
Yeah.
For like 43 years has been a big with us. Fabulous, fabulous mentor. One of his littles would be Alex, who actually is an assistant manager over at McGregor's. Yeah.
Really?
So Alex was one of his little brothers. Craig Broyles was started as a little brother. He actually was out of the first dozen that they matched, was number 12, and had a long-time relationship with his big brother, who actually passed away in his 90s about 5 years ago.
Wow.
Fabulous. And then Craig has gone on to be a part of the board. He has gone on to become a big brother. He has also been a regular supporter for us with Bowl for Kids' Sake and helping us to recruit bowling teams and through Lennox. So he's been fabulous. Our number one little matched was Denny Haas from used to be Denny's Hometown of Plains.
Yeah.
Now Starnes.
Right. In Grinnell.
Yes. He was our number one first little.
I think I knew that. That's so cool.
It is. It is. And I'm thinking, gosh, I wonder if we could make it a fundraiser to have their picture taken with Denny. I don't know. He might think it might be great, but I'm trying to decide if that's worth the effort.
Okay. All right. Our guest today is Lynn Carroll, director of your Heart of Iowa Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and mentoring, and you and I have talked about this. We have all, whether we've been involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we've all had somebody that took the walk with us that said, no, don't go this way. You need to go this way. They kind of held your hand, and at the time, you may not realize it, but they made a big difference in your life.
Yes, and I think every single one of us could say that there was somebody that either was there or said the right thing at the right time that helped you see something differently or encouraged you in a way that you had never thought about doing something before.
And it wasn't until I met you that you and I were talking about mentoring, and I still kind of get a little emotional talking about it, that I realized that I had a mentor I didn't even realize I had.
Mm-hmm.
And so this individual was my soccer coach and kind of led me on, like, because my parents were, I mean, they were not actively involved in a lot of our extracurricular stuff. And this neighbor took me and said, kind of under his wing, he had two sons that were my age, and I, you know, played in the neighborhood with them, and said, you need to be on my soccer team. And that kind of started me on so much more than I ever realized. Organized sports, scouting, even as far as going to a parochial school, because his two boys went to parochial school. And then that led to me going there as well. Not my two brothers, but me.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's really interesting. And again, you may not even realize you had a mentor until you're much, much like me in my 50s. And you're like, wow, that happened.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's cool.
You know, it is amazing when we do take a step back and kind of look at those key people in our lives that we've been growing up. And it's as simple as just thinking of, would you have made that decision if it wasn't because of them? You know, if you would have chosen a different path if they wouldn't have suggested it.
Right.
You know, and I think all of us can say that there would be, whether it was a coach, a teacher, maybe somebody that encouraged you to go to college or to try a different route of something. I think we can all say that we had that experience with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle, that is the part that is so vital for every child, to be able to have a mentor. We have kids who have just a need for that extra cheerleader in their life, that extra support person in their life who's just going to be there for them. Whether it's helping them to learn something new, whether it's helping them to make decisions that are good and positive, those are the pluses. And it happens as simply as just spending time with them. You know, kids really need, all of us need focused attention at some point. And, you know, I was from a family of six. When we got together with relatives, it was usually called a mob. You know, I mean, I have 67 first cousins. So we have gobs and gobs of people around that are all around our ages that we grew up with. But boy, to have someone to spend that one-to-one focused attention on you, that's really priceless. That is really an amazing gift you can give a child.
Yeah.
So whether it is somebody that you have already in your life, don't hesitate to spend that one-to-one time with them. Or if you would like to volunteer with us, that would be our fabulous gift you could give to a child this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So are you going to do the normal for 2022? Are you going to do the normal Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Staples, you know, the bowl for kids' sake? And a lot of times you've done stuff at half times of different ball game, you know, basketball games and other events like that. You did the cornhole tournament?
Yes.
Yes to all of the above.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. So here in January, being National Mentoring Month, it is actually a national effort to celebrate mentoring in all ways, shapes, and forms that are out there. And National Mentoring Month is more than just Big Brothers, Big Sisters. There are about 70 mentoring organizations across the state of Iowa, and only about 9 are Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So there's a lot of smaller communities that are celebrating mentors in a lot of different ways throughout this month. We do plan on January 21st to go to the MHS Roundhouse and participate in a ruckus at the Roundhouse. And all of our bigs and littles are being invited to come and be a part of the games, just being part of the cheering section. And then between games, we'll be walking out on the floor being recognized, so that I think it's just really good for the general public to know that this is really not just something you hear about. Look, this is real people that are participating in this and as mentors. And it can happen where you are able to participate as well. We would love for this to also help us to recruit some more bigs, because we always have plenty of littles.
Yeah, absolutely. And there seems to be, having known you for a number of years and talked to you on the radio for a number of years, the average of little girls that are teamed with females and boys that are teamed with males, it seems to be the boys are having a little bit harder time finding a big.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why women volunteer before men do.
Mm-hmm.
Once I figure that out, I think I will have it all mastered. But men do not tend to step forward with their time as generously as females do, women do. So we do tend to have a need for more male mentors, because we do have more boys on the waiting list.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the waiting list. Can you give me ballpark numbers?
Ooh, 25 to 30 at this point. And if we were to match those, oh my, some of those kids have been on the list for over a year. waiting for a mentor, and that would be fabulous to be able to finally connect them with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just as simple as someone volunteering that would say, if you want to be a community-based mentor, what do you already do that you could just include a child in, a part of? If that child, you know, if you're going to rake the leaves, if you're going to have dinner together, kids love to do that kind of stuff, especially just having the focused attention time. It could be that you're going to go for a walk with your dog. Well, take a child with you. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, simple things like that. School-based mentors can be also high school students from age 16 on up. And the cool thing about that is that you meet in the school environment every week during when school is happening. So your time there is kind of focused by their school schedule. But you can do everything from help with homework and read with them or play some educational games within that school environment. And, you know, the beauty, and I know I've said this before, but I think the beauty of mentoring is realized when our surveys tell us that grades improve for those littles and their attendance at school improves, as well as their behavior and their self-concept, that is fabulous. When you can grow in self-confidence, everything else is going to be easier and brighter and better. But step by step, every day, growing and improving grades is always going to help with you moving on to graduating from high school, and for that child to then become an adult who can give back to the community mm-hmm. in very positive ways.
Got a few more minutes left with Lynn Carroll, Heart of Iowa, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. If somebody would like to get involved and be a mentor, how do you do that?
First of all, you can check out our website if you want to do a little looking around and learn a little bit that way. Our website is heartofiowabigs.org. You may also find at heartofiowabigs.org under the Be a Big tab that there is an application that you can click on, and you could fill that out on your phone or on your computer and send that to us. Another way, if you want to ask questions, call us. We'd love to tell you about more of this. 641-753-6370. Just give us a call. Stop by the office. We're in the Elks Building in Marshalltown at the corner of Church and South First Street. So right across south of us is Minuteman, if that helps you figure out where we're at. Stop by, call us, check out our website. Those are all really good ways to learn more about us.
And we should mention nonprofit under under the umbrella of the United Way.
Oh, yes.
And so we want to make sure if you're thinking still about giving some money to the United Way, their annual campaign is, I think this is the last week, right?
Yes. And they're getting closer.
Very close.
They just need, they need some help yet to make that happen. You know, when United Way makes their goal, all of our agencies are better able to help the people in our community. The community is richer because of all of the nonprofits that we have right here in our locally that are here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we going to have like a big 50th party or get a big cake or anything?
Oh, you just never know. I know our dates from Bowl for Kids' Sake, March 4th and 5th and March 12th. I believe in April, we're looking at a celebration with all of our former board members and staff just to kind of pull them all together and celebrate 50 years. And Oktoberfest is coming up. So yes, we'll be celebrating the entire year.
All right. There you go. That's going to wrap it up. We have had a lot of fun with Lynn Carroll. And normally Lynn comes to Man on the Street and we get to have a lot of fun and we just wanted to get her indoors in a serious setting here to talk about something, you know, near and dear to you, obviously,
yes.
National Mentoring Month. So
yes.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you and Happy New Year.
You
and
too.
A great New Year's resolution. Become a big.
Oh, look at that. snuck it in under the wire. There you go. That's going to wrap it up, everybody. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.